Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Today on the podcast, Jamie and I want to tell you about our 2024 AI predictions. We've been, talking a lot about this lately. We think that 2024 is going to be the year of AI. AI is getting integrated into literally every piece of software. Every business is integrating AI. And if you're not using AI for your side hustle right now, 2024 is the year to, you know, if you're using it a little bit, to like really accelerate that. And if you're using it not at all, this is definitely like the time to get started. So Jamie, why don't you kick us off and tell us, what is something that you are most excited for in AI in this coming year that you're, you know, maybe excited to start using for some of your side hustles or looking at?
Yeah, I mean, so what I think is really cool about this whole AI thing is that it's been such a short amount of time that AI has been really out there, and people are already becoming so accustomed to using it. I mean, like you said, you see it in pretty much every piece of software you use now has an AI element. So, and that's kind of like the high level, like corporations and big software companies are using. But I think this year is really the year that people are going to learn how to use it for themselves to make, you know, extra money, the side hustles, small businesses, things like that. So yeah, I'm just really kind of excited to see where it goes. I think the big thing that's been on the news, AI news recently, is the whole video, generative video. And that's kind of really the next frontier that's really going to take a lot of software power with these new chips and videos releasing. So there's just really a lot of new developments that are really exciting.
Oh yeah. I mean, we could do an entire episode on AI and video in 2024. But like some of the things that I am most excited for, there's some huge projects coming out of like Pika. And of course we've had Runway all year, but there's like a bunch of new ones that I'm starting to see pop up that I think are going to like really just make this huge. I think 2024 is going to be the year of AI in video, and pretty much what we saw with Midjourney and, you know, DALL-E 3 from OpenAI doing all their image generators, we're going to start seeing like video generators that are actually useful, that I actually would like use as B-roll in like a YouTube video, or I could like, you know, put on my website. And so I think it's, yeah, video is absolutely something that I think is going to be play a massive role in 2024. And whether it's this year or next year, I think we're getting like super close to very, very powerful. Like, we're gonna get to the point where you're gonna be able to just direct your own movie. You're gonna be able to pick the actors. You're gonna be able to pick the plot and like get like some really complex AI generated stuff made, which I think is just gonna be crazy for how many like opportunities, side hustles, businesses, and industries are gonna get like super, super disrupted by that technology specifically.
Yeah, I mean, I think up to this point with AI video, it's been kind of obvious. You can kind of tell when something is made with AI, but I think the lines are going to start to blur really quickly, and it'll be really difficult to distinguish between real video and AI. And for the small guy, the content creator, the person who's trying to drive, you know, affiliate links and sales, there's already some great tools out there that even just pull stock video. And assemble it. I think it's called, InVideo.io is one of those tools that just is great for, you know, pulling all your B-roll and putting it together with your script. So there's already really some powerful tools, but yeah, looking ahead to like the Pika Labs total generative, video, that's really, the next frontier and the next step. It's going to be really exciting to see.
Yeah. It's interesting you mentioned that, because I actually do know someone that is currently doing that and being quite successful. It's kind of funny. They're essentially using that to turn all of their ChatGPT generated articles into videos and posting them on YouTube. And they're getting like some decent traffic to their website. Now, I won't say like what their business or niche is, but it's a business and niche that is like a higher ticket item. And so like they don't need insane amounts of traffic to make some like really solid revenue. And they do have like people that are like doing sales over the phone and all that kind of stuff. So it's really just like top of funnel driving people in, but like an incredible traffic source, because you can kind of scale it up. And something that I think is really interesting about the video side is like, if you make a bunch of AI generated videos, for example, like not all of them are going to do great, especially because these are, they're not always like the highest quality. I think we're going to get better throughout the year of higher quality, but they're not always the highest quality. But you can make 20 of them in the time that you used to be able to make like one. And so you make 20, see which one performs well. And then if you want, double down and make a really high production version or a couple versions of, you know, the top performers. And so I kind of view AI, whether that's text and article generation or audio or video, I view it almost now as like algorithms are so crazy and there's so much content in them. It's like you just have to make a lot of content, and AI is almost like the tester to see like what areas are the most interesting, what areas you can SEO the best. And so, yeah, I think we're going to see insane amounts of content generated. Is it all going to be as high quality? Well, I think the algorithms will do a decent job like sifting through, and we'll still just get the things that have the most likes and views on social media or YouTube or other places. I don't think it's going to be like an existential crisis that people are going to be generating like a lot of AI generated stuff maybe, but it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, you bring up a great point with all of the AI content generation, whether it's text, articles, websites, video, there's going to be a whole lot more noise out there, a lot more, like you said, stuff to sift through. So that's going to, I think, disrupt a lot of things. I think it'll disrupt Google search engine. I think because text is now going to become the easiest form of content to write, like articles, you know, Google may lean more into the video results for your search instead of text. I mean, if you want to rank for a search term, you're going to have to become familiar with creating video around your message and around using AI. Fortunately, there's these new AI video tools, but I think Google search results are going to become more video based because it's kind of just one extra step to, you know, to sift through the noise, I guess. What do you think about that?
Yeah, no, 100%. I think that's the direction that it's all going in. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. And I think the winners are going to be the people that leverage the AI. They generate a lot of content. They go deep on their specific niche and industry. And then when you have, like, let's say a piece of AI generated content that does well, you get a lot of traffic to your website, like double down, review it with an expert, make it like longer and better and like, you know, tweak it with a human pretty much to make it like as high quality as possible. And I think that's the winning strategy right there. So my next prediction that I wanted to talk about that I think is super interesting that I've been seeing a lot of places is on device AI. So Google has recently announced with their big like Gemini project, which is like a bunch of their AI stuff that's supposed to compete with ChatGPT, which is interesting. They have this new thing called Gemini Nano, and it's specifically built to run on Android phones. It's like ChatGPT, but instead of it being in a cloud server that you access with the internet, it's literally running on your phone. And Apple has also released some research a few weeks ago that said they've made some breakthroughs in running AI on iPhones. So one of my big predictions and things I'm super excited about in 2024 is what it looks like when we're literally running AI on our mobile devices. I don't know, like what are your thoughts on the implications of that?
Yeah, I mean that's really kind of an abstract thought, and it's one to kind of really think about, because I think what a lot of people don't realize now is like, let's take what's the AI image generator, Midjourney. You take something like Midjourney, it's a really powerful AI software, but you have to communicate with it through Discord. Because it's located somewhere else, but to have it on your own phone, you kind of take away that barrier and now you have instant results. I feel like it's going to change a lot of, you know, how phones work as far as like, it's going to take more, battery power. It's going to be interesting to see how all the hardware and stuff comes together, but, to not have to rely, you know, specifically with Midjourney, it takes, you know, a minute or two to get the results back. It's going to speed everything up. I don't know. What do you think about it?
I think it's going to be crazy. I think it's bigger. It's a bigger deal than a lot of people think, because like right now we have these AI that it's amazing, but it's like just, it's tied to the internet. So like if you're on the top of a mountain and you don't have any cell reception and there's like some, you know, crisis, like you could literally pull your phone out. And if it has an AI model on there, you could be like, hey, I'm stuck here. Like, you know, like take a picture of the your surrounding areas, like what's the best place for me to build a shelter? And it's like, well, probably over there because of blah blah blah. Or you'd be like, what's the best like food for me to eat? So I know like the emergency preparedness side of me is like is like, oh man, like this would be super cool to have. I think there's a lot of use cases. I mean, I swear like half the time I'm in like the Walmart by my house. I don't know what they do. They build a thing out of like lead or something. I get like no internet reception in the back of Walmart, and it drives me nuts because I'm like, you know, trying to like search for something. I'm like, ah, oh, where is this in the store or something? I just like have no reception in there. And I'm like, gah. So anyways, I just think for like so many different reasons, there's just a lot of places where you just don't have good reception. And if everything is on your phone without having to have the internet, I think it just unlocks a lot of possibilities. So I'm excited about some of that.
Yeah, I mean, and as AI continues to get more complex, it's going to take a lot more data to send back and forth through like a cloud service. And so even with some of the AI generated video we've been talking about, some of the ones I've played with, it takes, you know, a good 5 to 10 minutes for it to generate your content. And that'll kind of, you know, eliminate that barrier. Plus, sometimes the file size is just too big. Like I think I mentioned, I forget what app I was using. Maybe it was HeyGen to change my, or no, maybe it was 11 Labs to change my, to transcribe my English voice into a different language. I uploaded like a 20-minute video and it was just too much data for it to process. Yeah. So having it on, you know, your device is really going to be a game changer.
100%. And that actually made me think of a whole nother thing, which is having it like on your device makes it so I think there's going to be a whole bunch of new applications and software that essentially are unlocked. So for myself, like I have an app called Self Pause. It's an AI life coach, and we interface with like OpenAI's ChatGPT to help like with the AI life coaching kind of like conversation element. Now, something that software has been doing for a long time is that to essentially like save money or cut costs, you store the stuff on someone's device. So the less back and forth between a server you have to do, the cheaper it is. Because like, for example, on Self Pause, every time someone makes an account and they go and stream like a meditation on the app, we have to pay for like the bandwidth that they're using on our like on our Google Cloud host or whatever. So a hack is when they get the app, you could, number one, have the audio files already downloaded. So when they stream it, it's free for you. It's just going off their phone. Or number two, every time they play an audio for the first time, then it just saves that one to their device. And so you only have to pay for the streaming once. And if they repeat listen, anyways, there's a whole bunch of things that like, essentially, long story short, it makes it a lot cheaper for app providers. And that brings me to a whole nother point, which every time someone uses the chat interface on the Self Pause app and they're like talking with it, we're paying OpenAI like credits. So if there's ways where you can essentially get the whole model on a phone and you're leveraging that like for applications, it's gonna cut the cost of these applications like to zero. Like you're not paying for like the compute of ChatGPT. You're not paying for essentially like whenever someone uses that. So it makes it so that you can, number one, sure, it could make your like a lot of software companies more profitable, but also it could make it cheaper for users because like essentially you could make products where like a lot of people just make free apps and maybe there's like some small thing that's an upsell. Well, like I can't do a small upsell for Self Pause. Like I have to have a solid, like this is the price and we can't budge on it because like we're literally paying every single time you use our like, you know, our AI life coach. So anyways, that's one other thing that I think is just going to be really exciting in this whole realm is that when people are, as a user, you're going to get way cheaper software. And then as software creators, it's going to get way cheaper. If everything's run on the phone, just the costs are going to go way down. So that's exciting for me.
I wonder if that'll be cut, passed along to the consumer though. Like let's say these chips are super expensive. You know, this 2024 might be the year we see a $2,000 iPhone instead of, you know, your $1,200, you know, because that's going to cost a lot more on the hardware side for the consumer as well. So yeah. Or like, you know, how Tesla has their autopilot software that is, you know, passed on to the consumer, the price of that. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see who ends up paying for that. But
That's true. Apple will just have like the $2,000 like iPhone AI edition, where it's like, if you want to run all the AI stuff, then this is like the one that you're going to need, because it's got the upgraded GPUs and stuff inside of it. So
yeah,
that will definitely be crazy. All right, Connor, as we wrap up, Jamie, as we wrap up this podcast episode, making all of our predictions for 2024, leave us with one thing that you personally are excited. Maybe you've already learned about it in 2023, but one thing that you're excited that you want to start implementing into your YouTube channel or your side hustles that has AI. Like, what's something that maybe you've seen, but you haven't got a chance to try yet?
Yeah, well, I would love to. I love building passive income streams and things that can be automated, and so I would love to dive into more the YouTube automation slash more recently the whole TikTok shop and TikTok automation of video. I think that's going to be something that really would be a great side hustle to get into. It's kind of one of those things. If you can get ahead of the curve, you're going to make some good money. So I need to figure out how to get my 10,000. TikTok followers, so I can start earning some cash with TikTok. So that's what I'm excited about.
I'll be right there with you. So I'll be experimenting, and to the listener, as we're doing these experiments, we'll keep you guys updated on how it's going for us. Thank you so much for tuning in to the AI Hustle Podcast. I hope that you all have a fantastic rest of your day, and happy New Year to all of you.
See ya.